Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
I'm like, oh, that ended. That's on pause. That crash and burn. Oh, he sued me. So I'm on my apology tour. Honestly, you could talk shit about me for 30 minutes. And at the end, if you're like, but he's hot, fuck it. I don't care. All's forgiven.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
I'm here with Anthony Anderson, Megan Weaver, Jerry Singleton, and Shane Douglas. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jerry, this is your first time here. Welcome.
First time on a radio.
Yes.
Wow.
Seriously?
Yes.
So you've been best friends with Anthony for how long?
35 years.
And how did you guys meet?
High school.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
1987.
Now, for those of you that have listened to the show when Anthony has been on, Alyssa had signed up Anthony and I on a mailing list at Exotic Dreams, Swingers Resort in Palm Springs. Now, you, Jerry, you were headed down to Palm Springs. You were looking for a place to stay.
Yes.
Anthony had recommended that you go to Exotic Dreams, and you gave them my name.
I did.
And what happened?
They said, you must not be friends with Jeff Tree. And I said, why is that? He said, well, I can't let you in if you're not friends with Jeff Tree. And then they look, you're Jeff Tree. That's how they know you.
Jeff Tree?
Jeff Tree. I don't know why they call you a tree, but I'm not sure.
What kind of roots you got, yeah. Jeff?
I'm not a member. I'm not a member. I'm just on the mailing list. But you threw out my name hoping that... did they not let you in?
They did not let me in.
Why? Huh. Were they at capacity?
I'm not sure.
Your money's just as good as anyone else's.
It should be.
But yeah.
Unfortunately, it wasn't that night.
Oh, man.
Okay. So I would think they'd want you to come in. How tall are you?
6 feet.
Yeah. I would think they'd want you to join.
He stayed up the block at the other place, though.
Okay, so then you left and you went down the street where?
We'll call that Inferno.
We lit it up.
You lit it up. Okay, yeah. So was it you and then someone you were dating or a girlfriend or?
Someone, a friend, yes. We won't go into all that.
All right.
We had a friend.
Okay, so but you two don't hook up, but you were looking at going in and then meeting someone. Is that correct?
Yes, we were going in to see if we can find some type of fun.
Did you find fun at Inferno?
No, I didn't.
Oh,
did your friend find fun?
No, she didn't either. We should have went to the other place. We should have got in.
To Exotic Dreams.
I should have called you.
Well, see, I don't really have any pull there at Exotic Dreams.
Because we're just on a mailing list. Now, when we were here, I thought you signed us up to join the club.
I'm not a member yet.
Because you haven't responded to the email that they sent you.
They send me so many. They have a lot of events.
Me too. Yeah. Yes, they do.
Yeah.
It doesn't stop.
Well, let's go.
I think I need to hit.
Sam, what's this weekend for New Year's?
Except.
What's going
New
on this
Year's
weekend?
Eve. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's
awesome. I bet New Year's Eve's going to be
popping.
It should be a foam party, I bet.
Ooh, I love a good foam party.
Foam party, members only. Okay, we're Exotic Dreams. Okay, stay
I mean,
in play.
Alyssa, I should just join. How much is it?
I don't know.
We talk about it enough while we're on the air. It should be free.
What does it say? New Year's Eve live with EDR?
What's EDR?
EDR, no, that's the hotel.
Oh, look what's happening on Saturday. Babes in Boots.
Ooh. Sexy in silk.
Oh, I love that. Ladies' night.
What's sold out? Hold on. What was sold out?
Takeover.
That's why you couldn't get in.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's the problem, Jerry.
They sell out.
It's not
look on the
black.
Second hot wife, ladies' night.
It's not because you're black. It's because they were sold out.
Hot wife, ladies' night on the second. We should go check that out.
Hot wife?
Which one?
Yeah, on the second.
MILFs.
Monogamish.
Monogamish.
Now, no, okay, gills are better.
I might need to sue them on that one.
Now, I probably shouldn't say anything.
Yes.
But Anthony had divulged something in confidence to me that you were with a little person.
Well, why are you saying it? Yes!
It was in confidence.
Yes, I have been with a little person.
And how little is little? Like 4 feet?
Little is
three.
How tall are elves?
Typically 3'6".
Oh no, shorter than that.
Shorter than 3'6"?
You could pick her right
was
up.
Short or he? Was it a she or
it
he?
It was a she. Jeff.
Oh, so she. Okay.
Yes.
3.5 feet tall.
Wow.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. And how was the sex?
Amazing.
Wow.
Really?
I found a side pocket on the inside that I didn't know existed.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
Do you have a side pocket, Megan?
I know. Megan's going to go home pocket. And try to find it.
Hey, Ben, where's my side pocket?
And then I went to work the next day, and, you know, there were other little people working on the set, and they all looked at me like, we know what you like.
Like, so what?
The word has traveled in the little person community that I like little people.
So wow. Those little people kiss and tell.
Yeah, that they do.
So wow. She was
only amongst themselves, but yeah.
So she was bragging the next day.
Yeah, she should have been.
So
Why you didn't have to do anything.
But I did.
You should have just stood there and just took it.
Was it a one night stand or did you see her again?
I saw her again.
Oh wow.
Wow.
Yeah, I saw her twice.
Okay.
At work, Jeff.
I saw her twice. No,
no, no, no. It wasn't at work. Right?
No, the little people at work knew what I had done.
Oh, okay.
It's like it's like they have like a little person community board. Like okay.
Wait, what show is this? There were so many little people.
Don't worry about what show.
I'm
it was,
going
Jeff.
Through his whole IMDb.
Would you do that?
Yeah.
I've worked on a lot of shows that have a lot of little people on them.
How is that true?
Same.
Yeah.
Hollywood House Lift. All little people. Season 2.
Just for you.
I can't. So this is interesting.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. And I will say this. I will go back.
You would go back.
I will go back.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's blonde, brunette.
That side pocket was something else.
What is that?
A side pocket? What is a side pocket?
Self-love. Yeah. That's all I can tell you. Megan, go home, self-love.
Megan keeps touching her hips and her pockets.
Take them and
her side pocket.
Where's that at?
That's because you have the other hand warmer from your side.
You got to explain this. So you come up with a great idea. Your son's
going to... He's going to Mammoth with his girlfriend's family for the week. He's going snowboarding. So, of course, we totally suit him up for Christmas, you know, for all his gifts had to do with snowboarding.
How old is your son?
16.
Okay.
So he knew what he was getting because he had shopped for it. So I wanted to throw in some extra surprises. So I got him a beanie. I got him some gloves. And I got him apparently just... one hand warmer. So he just texted me and was like, Mom, there's only one hand warmer in here. Where's the other one? I was like, I didn't know. Who knew? But you guys are saying that he only needs one
hand
warmer.
And what did you say, Jerry? He only needs one hand warmer.
That's it.
That's it. The other one's keeping warm.
Megan, congratulations.
Thank you.
Because you're going to be a grandmother soon.
Oh, God.
You didn't pack any condoms.
That's what all the psychics say. Oh, God.
What?
All the psychics say that there's a baby coming to me.
Yeah.
Anyway, we won't go there.
From your son or from your daughter?
I don't know.
It's
we're not
going to
go there.
Both.
You packed them all that other stuff to stay warm. Yes. And then, okay.
It's very white of you to send your 16-year-old son to Mammoth with his girlfriend and her family. Uh-huh. Black people don't do that.
Okay. No, not at all.
Really?
We don't do that.
Oh, interesting.
We don't send our children off with other children in their family, no.
That tracks.
Because they ask for alone time.
Right. Yes. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, you were getting upset earlier, and you said something. Don't let me get Negro on you. Is that what you said?
Oh, boy.
Oh, you said the word?
Jeff, you just wanted to say that out loud.
No, because that's what you said.
Well, because.
And I said, what did you say? Is that a thing?
Alyssa? Because Alyssa said, and what's his name?
Sam.
Sam, I didn't mean to get all aggro on you.
I know.
When she was screaming into the mic. And so I screamed into the mic and said, oh, sorry, Sam. I didn't want to get all Negro on you.
And I said, is that a thing?
No, you can't say it, Jeff.
That's good. I have you guys to tell me. You know, guys.
Yeah.
Anyone in this room could have told you not to say it. I don't think
everyone in the room did tell you not to say it.
We sure did.
I do, since I have you both here, I do have a question.
Okay.
All right. So I told you that I just started dating someone who happens to be black.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people make these statements, and I don't.
Does that mean I'm number 3 black friend now?
Your Honor.
Yes.
The guy you went on a
no,
date
you're
with,
number four.
Anthony
I'm number
Anderson.
Four.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Okay. So people say once in a while, you know, you hear it. They say once you go black, you never go back. Is that racist? Will you just tell me? Am I allowed
no,
to say that?
You can say that. You can say that.
Okay. And why do you think it is that once people once someone goes black?
Well, you
black,
tell us, Jeff.
Yeah, you let us know, Jeff.
Oh, okay.
My experience has been my limited experience is that black men are great in bed. That has been my experience.
That's it?
That's it. Oh, no. Okay, you're talking about the other thing.
I know.
Yeah, and then there's the obvious.
Okay.
But I've been out with four black guys, slept with three.
Okay.
So far.
So far. But yeah. The day is, it's only nine.
Yeah.
Plenty of time.
So are you going to go back?
I'm going back.
Okay. You going back black?
I'm going back on Saturday.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, then you have the answer to your question.
Yes.
But I'm curious if this ever happens to you, Anthony, because...
Talk to me.
We had a date on, was it Monday night?
Yeah.
And he didn't know who I was. He just said, your face looks familiar, but thank God he didn't know who I was.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to him, I said, hey, don't Google me or listen to my radio or look at my Instagram.
Right.
Okay.
Wow.
And he's like, no, I've never even seen it. I don't know anything about you, whatever. And it was kind of like moving along pretty quickly. We were texting. We had plans to see each other this weekend. And then all of a sudden, he doesn't go dark, but he starts taking hours to respond. He starts getting a little squirrely with me.
He said the black guy didn't go dark.
Who knew? Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
Do you see how he lights up? Oh, he loves it. I just said something.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, so then, and I just knew it because he started, because then he was like all ready to go out this weekend. He's like, oh, well, I don't know. I've got a couple other things and let me know. And I'm playing it cool. And I said, all right, just get back to me. But then I said, hey, can I ask you a question? I said, did you Google me or listen to the radio or look at my Instagram? He's like, I did look at some of your reels. And he said, and I'm apprehensive.
Oh.
I fucking knew it. I fucking knew it. And I said.
Guy, can you blame him?
What? he said, I watch your. I said.
What do you have on your reels, Jeff?
I mean, I just look a little crazy.
He's a crazy person.
He's not well.
No. I said, did you look at my reels, whatever? I said, I don't want that to scare you off. If you have any questions at any time, I'm happy to answer them. And then he said he's apprehensive. And I said, okay, good. It has happened in the past. I feel like people judge me without getting to know me. And he said, I won't do that. I said, I appreciate that. But so then I turned it around. But I fucking knew it. I knew it. He Googled me and he got scared.
Right.
Because
you can't. Who wouldn't?
You have to convince him now that you're not crazy before he finds out.
That you really are crazy.
He's going to find out.
Right.
You can be your real self eventually, but just not up front.
Your real self, R-E-A-L or
R-E-E-L? E-L, right?
I just need to know which real self Jeff is going to be. how do you feel about it, Jeff? How do you feel about that?
I mean, I'm glad that we have this open line of communication. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, he turned it around like his commitments. He was like, he suddenly's like, yeah, let's do it. I'll go out with you again. So it worked out.
So the first step is the TikToks. And then the second step, he's going to have to watch flipping out eventually.
No.
That's not a good idea.
I don't know if he can overcome that.
That's a deal breaker.
That's what I'm
saying. What's the deal breaker? Which one?
Flipping out?
His show, Flipping Out.
Oh.
He looks crazy.
He did. But I loved you on Flipping Out.
Well, you did.
Yeah. Well, you did.
So when Patty Stanger, the millionaire matchmaker, when she was trying to set me up.
Mm-hmm.
She would, she'd call me. She's like, hey, I have a guy, blah, blah, blah. And I said, oh, yeah, I'd be interested. And then she just wouldn't call me back. And then I'm like, hey, what happened to that guy? And she's like, he's watched Slipping Out. She's like, yeah, he doesn't want to go out with you. None of that shit happens to you. None of that happens to you, Anthony.
Not like that. Not like that.
Oh, shit.
Let's talk about the millionaire matchmaker, man, because I remember her and her show and all that. She real? She legit?
Yeah. She did set me up with my last boyfriend, who's now dating the boyfriend before that.
What?
Yeah. Put that together.
What?
Huh? Okay.
Your last boyfriend is now dating the boyfriend before that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I had a 10-year relationship with someone, and then we had a kid together.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then I date right after him. I dated someone else for 3 years. Those two are now.
Allegedly.
Out of all the people in LA, can you believe that?
How many stepdads does your daughter have?
She's got a lot. She's got a lot.
How many uncles does your baby have? Your baby got so many uncle daddies.
Can we go back to the little person for a second?
Oh boy!
Why? No, that is hilarious. Oh, no, we need to talk about that.
Why did
your
you? Why did
ex
you
and
not?
Your ex?
Yeah. Yep. All right, Jerry. Jerry, it's fresh. You're being very insensitive. Look at him laughing his ass off. By the way, some fucker put this on my desk today.
It's a
picture of two black men kissing. So Jeff calls me at 6:30. He's like, why did you put a picture of these guys kissing on my desk? And I was like, why would I do that?
They are busting slobs.
Yeah.
Someone just put it on my desk.
They are busting slobs. That ain't just
Shane,
no regular
are you trying to teach them something?
I didn't do that.
Getting them prepared.
I don't know where it came from.
I'm the least perverted one in the office.
Same thing.
There was
same thing.
No, no, Reber, can't say that.
No, it's his nickname.
I know, but okay.
Nick.
All right. Okay.
That's the line. That's the line. Okay.
Oh Jesus! Why did you not go out with the little person a third time? And was it dating or just sex?
It was just sex.
Okay.
It was just sex.
But I'm surprised she wouldn't want to be with you again for a third time. But she didn't, because I feel like you're not the one that turned her down. She turned you down.
No, I could go back if I wanted to.
Oh, okay.
Why didn't you, if the sex was so good?
Because I already had. I mean, it was just a thing. It was like, yo, we had known each other for years, and then the opportunity presented itself to do it, so we did it. And then we did it again.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you said you'd go back.
Yeah.
Not to her, just to another little person.
Oh, her or another little person. Okay. She could bring a friend.
No.
Okay. Ooh.
Then I
open-minded.
Just stack them a little bit.
Stack them.
Oh, shit.
I hope that doesn't get in trouble with the little people.
Yeah. No, here come the pitchforks. No one.
Maybe now's
this.
A good time to take a break, hey, Alyssa. Hey.
Maybe they'll forget.
Yeah. Once we start talking about stacking little people, we've got to go to break.
Sam, hit the fucking
we'll be right
please.
Back with more Jeff Lewis Live after this. Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch, because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Hi, I'm Ariana Maddox. You probably know me from TV, or maybe you read my best-selling book and tried one of my amazing cocktails, or maybe you saw me on Broadway. What I can say is following dreams is kind of my thing. But of all the things I'm lucky enough to get to do, the thing that I get asked about the most are my shoes. What's my secret? DSW. DSW is the best place to get all the shoes you need from brands you love. Trust me, I'm obsessed. In fact, I love DSW so much, I've teamed up with them to create a collection of shoes from must-have sandals to super cool sneakers that are guaranteed to get compliments. Because if I've learned anything, it's that if you've got big dreams to follow, you're gonna need some really great shoes. Find the shoes of your dreams when you shop my new collection now at your DSW store or dsw.com.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
We are back with Anthony Anderson,
exactly.
Jerry Singleton, Megan Weaver, and Shane Douglas. Tomorrow, John Hill and Mercedes Javid will be here. Friday, Judge Lauren Lake will be here. She's my
your
first black friend, really.
I think she's my first black friend.
Yeah.
She'll be here on Friday.
Oh.
Who knew? Jeff Lewis Live is so diverse.
Yeah.
They're just laughing over there.
By the way, Lily just DM'd me. She said, I cannot agree with you on this topic. She went out with a black man, and he was not very well developed down there.
Mm. Wow. What does well developed down there mean?
Don't look at me.
And you said it's...
He's an anomaly.
So Lily, try again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If at first Lily, you don't succeed.
Yeah. So she tried the wrong black guy.
Yeah. Yeah, sounds like it.
Wow.
She didn't
was
need her side
Was it very
pocket.
Well developed?
Yep.
She's, how much
that
does she
could mean
women.
A lot of different things.
I think it's a really nice way of saying he had a small dick. Really nice way of saying it.
Maybe she lives in Minnesota. It was cold.
Maybe.
He just got out of the shower.
Maybe.
Cold shower.
Go down south, Lily. Go down south.
Sorry, Lily.
Now, Anthony Anderson, you have type 2 diabetes, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And you take Ozempic or Mounjaro? What do you take?
Ozempic.
And do you find it troublesome to get your medication?
I do.
Yes. That is because the Jeff Lewis Live
because
listeners.
Because of you and your listeners.
They are just purchasing it so
I know.
Quickly.
What, Megan, why are you out buying my type 2 diabetes medicine as a non-diabetic?
I am not going to stop, Anthony. I'm telling you, this weight loss is working for me so
wow.
well.
I gave out so much Ozempic for Christmas.
Such a good gift.
No, it's the best stocking stuffer. And you guys wonder why type 2 diabetics' A1C numbers are so high.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
She doesn't even
but
care.
Look how good she looks.
I know. You know, I was telling Megan earlier that there was another medication that I was on that was made from the spit of a Gila monster. That
you
also
you're not
going to
ask what
weight.
A Gila monster is?
I don't. I'm still trying to figure out what a side pocket is. But Anthony did explain side pockets.
At the break. And we're going to leave it there.
We're going to leave it off air.
We're
yes,
gonna we
leave
are.
Leave
it there.
Jeff, stop looking at your producer boss.
I know.
We're not
going to
talk about it.
It's so good.
No.
We're not going to talk about it.
Okay.
All right, Gila Monster. Let's
Gila
go back.
Gila Monster is a lizard.
Is it because your divorce is not final?
Stop.
It's a lizard.
He's a real public person.
Okay, okay.
Leave it there.
The, okay. spit, the Gila Monster is a lizard, and scientists... once it bites its prey, it paralyzes its prey and whatnot, and they noticed some other things about it. So they took the spit of a Gila monster and made it into a medication for type 2 diabetes that also helped other people or people with weight loss.
So are you saying that but with the lizard, it paralyzes its prey?
Yes.
So we could put it in people's drinks.
Oh, rufium.
Wow.
I'm just saying somebody could.
Wow, it's only 9:25 a.m.
Somebody could.
9:25 a.m.
But if it paralyzes people, so I'm curious, like, is that sounds dangerous to me.
No.
That's the venom.
It paralyzed, yeah, the venom, and it paralyzed its prey. They took something out of the spit of it and made a medication.
How did they figure that out?
I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
Yeah.
I'm just a diabetic.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
So, but you do have plenty of Ozempic now, or no? You're down to your last few days.
I just got an alert from CVS yesterday that it's finally back in stock.
Okay, look at those daggers. Look at those daggers.
You better hurry and go pick that up.
Because I'm about to fulfill my...
I've got four more days left on my prescription before it runs out.
I just got mine filled.
I need to try that.
Now, Jeff, explain to me how you explain to your listeners about Ozempic and how this mad exodus to CVS and Walgreens and whatnot to get it for weight loss.
To be clear, I'm on Mounjaro.
Okay.
You climb Kilimanjaro? Ozempic makes you climb mountains?
Okay, so it is the hottest diet fad right now in Hollywood.
Really?
So it is my job to report anytime that we find out any sort of products where you can look better, look younger, lose weight, increase your sexual libido. Uh-huh. I have a duty to report here on
it's
Jeff Lewis
service.
Live.
Right.
It is a public service. So I just, you know, I just communicated the information, and then all the Jeff Lewis Live listeners went and cleared the shelves.
They surely did.
Yeah. No, I know they did.
They surely did.
Wait a minute, how can they do that?
But I'm getting DMs.
Shady doctors.
Shady doctors, yeah. They
like Megan's
Pilates instructors.
Okay.
Megan's doctor lost his license, so she's got to Venmo him.
Yeah, Venmo. Really? Under the table. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Totally serious. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, not because of this, but because of something else.
Probably because of this.
Who knows? Yeah. I'm not asking any questions. Just no. Fill my prescription.
Just what's your Venmo? That's the only question I have.
Wow.
Megan,
true
shame
story.
On you. But you look good.
It's terrible. Thank you.
Hey, Jeff, speaking about doctors and fads, you and I were supposed to talk about testosterone.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take you to my new doctor.
Okay.
Yeah, I just started, a week ago?
Two weeks.
You just started. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I just started. Well, because remember I told you about the cream.
Yeah.
But it wasn't very precise, and then I overdosed on testosterone, so now I'm doing shots.
Okay.
And I'm also doing human growth hormone.
HGH?
Yeah.
How's that going for you?
It's legal, right?
I mean, in some parts of the world.
Doctor. If not, just call my doctor. I'll give you
a
number.
No, I mean, it is. It is.
It's legal in Santa Monica, I guess.
Yeah.
It was filled by a real pharmacy, so yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's legal.
Okay. I mean, they shipped it right to your house.
I'll take
legal.
You there.
Okay.
But he told me I'm going to feel better within the next 10 weeks.
Okay.
Because I was growing breasts.
Moobs.
You were losing your nutsack, but you grew tits.
That's what happens.
Well, it worked.
Okay.
Whatever right. worked for you. And then you got the black guy.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Who's apprehensive.
So something really amazing happened. There's a very popular show called Gabby's Dollhouse. Okay? You don't have little kids anymore. Your kids are all grown.
Right.
But I have a six-year-old. She's obsessed with this show.
Mm-hmm.
So all she wanted for Christmas was anything. Gabby's Dollhouse.
Right.
So there's all these characters on the show. Well, Pillow Cat, one of the characters.
Pillow Cat.
Uh-huh. The actor who does the voiceover for Pillow Cat reached out and said, would you like me to do a video for your daughter?
Wow.
And I said, yes. And so she was with her other, her dad and probably my ex. And
she was with her uncle daddies.
So she got home and we played her. This. Do we have it?
A special gift for you, our precious Monroe. He bring lots of cheer to each and every one. Christmas time is here. Your dad called me up and said it would make it extra fun as a jolly Christmas song. Watching our show. Shout out Shane and friends, for we sure love y'all so. Merry Christmas, Monroe. I hope you have the bestest day ever and keep on watching Gabby's Dollhouse. Bye.
Pillow Cat sounds about 46.
Yeah.
He smokes a whole cart of Marlboro every day.
Definitely cart. A smoker.
Well, carton of it. Just.
No, she's a Jeff Lewis Live listener, so for sure she smokes, she drinks, unprotected sex,
all of it. That was a woman?
Raw dog.
Yes.
Wow, yeah. I thought that was a dude.
She's a hot blonde.
She's actually good looking.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, hot blonde.
Yeah.
No,
how did your baby girl like it?
She freaked
I bet.
Out.
Wow.
Did she recognize the voice?
Oh, yeah. That's the voice from Gabby's Dollhouse.
That's Pillow Cat.
Pillow Cat.
Pussy
I mean,
cat?
How amazing is that?
She really
and
loved
she
it.
Did a shout did out she? To you, Shane.
Yeah, that was Monroe's favorite part. She was like, she kept saying, shout out, Shane and friends.
I love it.
That's really cute.
Any New Year's resolutions?
For me, I don't have any. I haven't thought about it. I got a couple of days to think about it. I haven't thought about it. Get my life in order?
Like settling your divorce?
Yeah. Yeah, get things in
How's
order.
How's that going?
It's going.
Okay. You getting closer?
I hope so.
Okay.
I still can't see the promised land, but I think it's out there someplace.
Question. Am I building a pool for you or her? Will she end up with the house?
Shh. You're not building a pool at all in my house.
I know.
Oh, never mind.
You're done with the work at my house.
Oh, sorry. I finished. Wow. Okay. All right.
Jerry?
I'm going to go to Megan's house and get some medication so I can lose some weight.
I got plenty, Jerry.
Okay.
I would like to have more sex in 2023. That is my resolution. Yeah, more.
How?
But this is the thing. I was thinking about this. I need to invest in clothing that's easier to take off. Too many buttons, too many zippers, too many boots. Because a lot of times, this ever happened to you, Jerry?
Spandex.
I need more elastic waist, drawstring, because sometimes if I want to hook up and I'm like, fuck, I've got all these layers of clothes plus the boots. It's going to take me 20 minutes to get undressed. Fuck it. Can we just do it tomorrow? So I need to invest in clothes that are easier to remove.
Slip on shoes.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Yes.
Are you a top or a bottom?
Okay.
That is a personal question.
That's very personal.
I love the way he said it. He stopped. He took a sip. Yeah. He took a real quick sip.
That's very personal.
Okay. All right.
We'll talk about gay stuff later.
Off air then. Okay.
Gay stuff.
I think he told on himself anyway.
TMI. I think you've met your match.
Yeah.
Take another sip. Go ahead.
Can we get another one for Jeff?
Gotta move to alcohol.
Let's get a martini up
too in early in the morning.
Brother man, get ready.
9:33 a.m.
Oh, yeah, yay.
Oh, my God. We got another 27 minutes.
God help us.
I want to stop Googling it myself. In 2023. It's just too addictive.
Why do you Google yourself?
I'm fucking with you.
What do you learn?
He doesn't.
I did for a second think that I wanted to read more, but no.
No. You know what? I Google myself to look at fat pictures of me from the past.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Megan, do you do that?
Yeah, all the time. It's always during the pandemic heifer. Yeah.
It was like first 2 months ago.
Heifer. Yeah.
First off.
Shut up, Jeff.
I never thought I was fat.
Yeah.
Until
you had
Googled
body dysmorphia
and look at the, I was like, oh, I was a fat fucker. I was like, I look like I ate me. And then I put pictures of me now against pictures of me back then. I was just like, yo, wow.
Wow, so, you have
Googled fat Anthony Anderson.
Wow, look at me.
I mean, you don't even look
that.
Yeah.
Look at that second one, the third one up top. Yeah, that one. Look at that one.
Wait a minute, look on the side of him.
I would never even recognize you.
No.
Look, that's why we call each other Fat Boy and Skinny Boy.
Wow. But you look amazing.
You're so lean right now. I told you your pants are too big. You need to tailor them.
Yeah, I know. I can't. I just have to buy all new clothes because the back pockets come together.
So you don't have a butt anymore.
No.
No,
it's gone.
As my mama would say, I have a crack in my back.
I know.
But you lost a lot of weight because you were hospitalized.
Well, that is the last 10 pounds. That's just 10 pounds. Yeah,
what, you were sick?
I had I caught influenza and had no idea. I was at home for 5 or 6 days hallucinating, talking to, it's funny that we were talking about little people. I was talking to a little African prince in my bedroom.
Okay.
I wasn't.
You were hallucinating.
For 4 days. Yeah, I couldn't walk up the stairs to my kitchen to eat, so I just drank liquids. I would have food delivered to the house and whatnot. And finally, I had my doctor come to my house and sit with me for an hour. And he was like, you're fine. I'll give you a prescription. You're all right. And then I started feeling better. And then I went to the doctor to get some tests run. And they were like, oh, no, you need to check into the emergency room. And found out I had influenza.
Now, why is it different for other people? Like, people can have influenza and just be sick for a few days versus needing to be hospitalized.
I don't know.
A high fever?
I didn't have a fever. I had a little water in my lungs.
Okay.
So they wanted to just monitor that. But I stayed in hospital for 7 days eating.
But the point is, you lost that extra 10 pounds.
I lost that 10 pounds that I've been
and
trying
to lose.
Silver lining.
Without Ozempic or whatever.
Yeah.
Manjaro.
Yeah, Manjaro. Yeah. Kilimanjaro.
So if your insurance doesn't cover Ozempic or Manjaro, just get
influenza.
Get influenza. I know.
Check yourself into the hospital.
You don't want that.
Now, Anthony, everyone asked about your olive trees.
Yes.
How do you feel about the new olive trees that we've planted at your home?
They're okay.
They're doing well. They're thriving.
I did like the 80-year-old olive trees. We're probably going to go look for some.
No, we're not. We're going to leave those juvenile trees in because they're doing really well. You have some sort of like miracle soil at that house. I can't believe how well the landscaping is doing.
All the landscaping is really good.
Those trees are going to, don't worry, they're going to grow. In the next 5 years, they're going to be full and...
They'll be 6 years old and they'll be look as good as 80.
Yeah. Those trees came from Lily.
From Lily?
Yeah, from Lily.
Oh,
Lily.
Okay.
I must have bad tree karma, though. Because I have new house, I had this big jacaranda tree in the front, and I left the tree trimmers alone for an hour, and I came back and they took off 90% of the tree, and now it looks so bad. I'm removing the tree today.
No, you can't remove it.
I have to.
It's
it
a beautiful
terrible.
Tree.
Well,
that's it'll grow
not,
back.
It's not.
It'll
that's
grow
not,
back.
That's no, not your fault.
They cut off the limbs. They cut off all the limbs.
Did you fire them?
No, I hired him to come back today to take the rest out. I think that's their strategy.
Are these the same people that you have working at my house?
Yes, actually. Yes.
Sometimes.
They just get a little aggressive
you
sometimes.
You can't leave them
the
alone.
Trimming.
I got it. Okay, let's say I got a bill from the tree trimmer guy at my house.
Francisco?
Yeah, I told you about this.
Okay, tell me.
Yeah. It was for $2,500. Because he said he needed to work 4 days with five guys at my house.
When was this happening? When did this happen?
Oh, this happened a while ago. And I called you about it, and you were like, well, fire him. I don't have a dog in the pony.
Or
dog in this fight.
But
yeah.
Didn't he bring the number down?
Yeah, by $200.
Okay, good. There you go.
I was like, first off, all you're doing is trimming ficus trees that you put in my property. Why does it take you five guys in 5 days to do this or 4 days to do this? And why is it $2,500?
A little sus.
No, there's a lot ton of trees and then all the box hedges as well as all of the balls. You know what I'm saying? Those hedge. There was a lot of work.
Okay. Oh, you know what? I forget about the balls.
You can never forget about
you gotta
the balls.
You got to shake the balls.
Never.
I don't.
No,
I never.
Feather the balls.
But no, you know what? Now, okay. Okay, it makes sense now because I forget. I literally forget about them.
All the box hedges, all
the box
balls, all
the box
ficus.
Hedges. Okay, I'll include that. But the balls, I forget
shaped.
About that. They need to be shaped and trimmed.
And
have to be shaped.
You always have to trim your balls.
Yeah, you always have to trim the balls. And he does a great job trimming my balls.
That's good.
Yeah.
He does. He's really good at it.
No, he is. Okay.
Alyssa, did you say inhaled?
You know.
Yeah. Trees, you know. Plants like to be held.
So do balls.
All right, so Francisco, I'm sorry I cursed you for the $2,500. Okay.
Megan, what is happening? You did a body scan yesterday.
I did at a company called Pre-Nuvo.
Pre-Nuvo body scan. This is Anthony Anderson.
Yes. Ooh. You need to go. They scan you. They put you in an MRI machine. They scan you from head to toe. They can detect over 500 cancers. Brain aneurysm, anything wrong with your spine, your lungs, your
side
heart,
pockets.
Side pockets, all of it. Actually, they can tell me where my side pocket is. Yeah. I'm going to ask them.
They can tell you where it is or if you have one.
Exactly. Yeah. I might not have one. And it's you go in the MRI machine for 50 minutes. You're going on Friday to get your body scan.
So I'm in that thing for 50 minutes?
Yes, but you get to watch Netflix. So here's my advice to you.
Why not Hulu?
Because they only have
freebie?
Netflix.
Okay.
So you have to choose before you go. Be very certain of what show you want to watch because they ask you on the spot right before you go in the tube.
Oh, thank
you. What Netflix show, what episode, and you got to have your answer. So I watched My Unorthodox Life, season 2, episode 4. And then I went into episode 5, but I didn't finish it because it was only 50 minutes in the tube.
Okay, so when do you get the results?
In about 10 days. It's usually quicker, but it's because it's the holidays. The radiologist, you know, they're on vacation, so.
Okay.
Oh, they get a day off.
Now, you know someone who did the scan and they found something, right?
They found a cancerous tumor in his liver, but it was stage 1, very, very early. His oncologist said that if he went in to see a doctor once he started having symptoms, he would have been a goner.
Here's the problem with this.
Mm-hmm.
It is only accessible to rich people. And that's where this is fucking
well, not anymore.
So wrong.
There's a code. Code Jeff.
I know, but yes, Code Jeff is
$300
great.
Off.
You're going to get $300
off. Well, then that's the poor rich people.
Yes.
Shout out.
Oh, but so, it is expensive. Oh.
But you know what I mean? They should be doing that scan for everyone.
Yeah, insurance
and insurance
cover
should
it.
Cover
yeah.
it.
I agree. But it doesn't because it's elective.
Look at me speaking for the people.
Look at you.
I'm so proud of you.
I'm so taken aback.
When I really don't
like,
get
like, where's the punchline? I'm like, what do you say?
Where's the butt?
Yes.
So I'm doing mine on Friday.
You're
speaking
doing
of rich
Friday.
People, I'm doing mine on Friday.
Yeah, you are.
And then when do you do yours?
I'm going to try to come in with you on Friday.
Oh, that's a good
can
idea.
Can you make Anthony an appointment?
Sure, I'll ask him.
Yeah, let's see if we can get an appointment.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really important. It's preventative.
How much is it really?
So you can do different parts of the body, but the full body scan from head to toe and side pockets is $2,500.
Okay.
And but you get $300 off with code Jeff.
Can we please talk about the side pocket?
No, we cannot talk about the side pocket, Jeff.
I just feel
no!
like the listeners need
no!
to know.
They can Google
no!
it.
They
can you Google side pocket?
Google it.
Jane, oh,
Google
on.
It.
Side pocket. They'll search videos.
And Paul Newman's going to come up.
Yeah. Jeff Tree.
I'm just really, really distracted by
yeah.
the side pocket.
Same. Same.
Now, you've got about two or three Mercedes. Is that correct?
I have a couple cars, yes.
Yesterday, I was driving down Burton, and sometimes I'll just drive with like one finger on the steering wheel.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like I don't have my both hands, whatever.
Yeah.
The car started beeping like relentlessly.
It said, put two hands on the wheel.
And it started yelling at me to put two hands on the wheel,
yeah,
which I was like,
what?
I was like, fuck off. I don't need two hands on the wheel.
It's
I can
like a parent.
I can drive with two fingers, whatever. You know what I mean? Like you're just driving.
Yeah.
With your knees.
That fucking car stopped itself in the middle of Burton.
It schooled turned you. On the hazards.
Turned on my hazard lights, stopped itself in the middle of Burton.
Wow.
It said, do not make me pull over.
Because I had two fingers on the steering wheel.
If you're not going to drive bitch. Safely, you're not going to drive.
You're not going to drive.
What it said.
Can you believe how controlling that car is?
Oh, that's great.
And I think it probably just thought I passed out.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
He's drinking again.
Yeah, he's drinking again.
Your voice would be great on that.
Your Mercedes started talking to your iPhone. Yeah. Hey, send his coordinates.
Right.
Send his coordinates.
These cars are so smart.
Who knew?
Are they?
How long? How long did you see it? Did it stay stopped on Burton?
Well, how long
Still
did
there.
It first? How long did it warn me?
It gave you. I mean, you had time to correct your behavior.
A lot of time.
It was like that, like 30 seconds of like, hey, please put your hands on the steering wheel if you're gonna drive, and then it's put on the hazards, and it like gradually started slowing down.
And then it stopped.
And then we stopped.
Wow.
And then I put my hands on the steering wheel, and then it let me go again.
It's like a backseat driver.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you ever use your self-parking mechanism in your car?
No.
Why not?
Here we are at the relatable part of the show.
I'll tell you why. I'm better at parallel parking than the car. I have 30 years of driving experience.
Okay.
And...
He talks about this shit all the time.
I'm a really
driving experience.
Good driver. See, that's why I can drive with two fingers.
Right,
I don't
right,
need
right.
to put both hands on the wheel.
Okay.
Or even have his eyes open.
Right.
Don't need
or
it.
Even be sober. But why don't you, so you don't trust the car. You just feel that you're a better parallel parker than
I can do
the
it.
Computer.
I think it's for the people that can't drive.
No,
Megan's not a very good driver.
I enjoy it.
I could use that assist.
No, I enjoy it.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I enjoy it. It's not that I can't parallel park. I was like, oh, let me see what it is. I remember the first time I did it. I was like, oh, wow. And
I also don't know how to turn it on.
Let's be real.
I mean, that's really the
truth. That's the truth.
I'll show you. After,
I just figured out the radio.
Show. After the show, I'll show you.
Okay.
It's just a button.
The seat warmers.
Okay. I just got a DM from Renee. She went black and didn't go back. He had a big dick. All right, and then we looked, since Anthony will not tell us what a side pocket is, Sam, you recently did some research on a side pocket. What is it?
A prostitute with a colonoscopy bag
he
can remove to give male customers some side pocket.
That's disgusting.
Anthony, you dirty, dirty, dirty devil.
Very... Maybe I need to change my vernacular. I know. She didn't have a side pocket.
Well,
no. She had a second
know.
Window.
Okay. Oh, okay. Look that one up, Sam.
Google second window.
Yeah. All right. Can you Google second window?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, dear
Lord. But the bag said Louis Vuitton.
Jeff, you're having Jonah Hill on the show tomorrow?
John Hill.
John Hill.
John Hill. Not Jonah.
Couldn't get Jonah.
Yeah.
So Jonah passed.
Yeah. His brother John.
So yeah. We went with John Hill.
Quote, not a fit.
Okay, so
wow.
Megan.
Yes.
The last time you were on the show, your teenage daughter had some relationship trauma.
She did. She had her heart broken into a million pieces by her boyfriend who broke up with her 2 days before Christmas, thus ruining Christmas for everybody.
I can't say anything about that.
We can't say
I can't
anything.
Criticize
no, you
I
can't
did the
because
same thing.
Right. Can't be hypocritical. Yeah. He did. He did the same thing.
I did the same thing.
Anyway, I would like to report that all is well and that they are back on. They're off pause. So
they were on pause for how many days?
I want to say like 4 or 5.
Is it just because he didn't want to give her a Christmas gift?
Of course.
I don't know, but that's interesting you say that because my sister had the same theory. Yeah. I don't think so. I think that, I mean, you know, they're young. They're young, uh-huh. and they go through all these emotions, and it's a lot. It's a first relationship.
Did she shift the power?
Yes, she certainly did.
Okay, so she was a bitch.
She went in as a boss when they had their meeting, and I think that they talked it through, and they were pretty mature about it, and they're going to give it a second go.
Yeah, but did it ruin your Christmas?
Ruined, like, the darkest cloud over our Christmas party. It was awful. It was awful. So I'm a little pissed at him, but, you know, right. As long as she's okay, I'm okay.
Are you going to let him back in the house?
I know. I for her, I'm going to, because she really wants it.
But she's training him, correct?
She's training him. She's now put up her guards and she's put her boundaries in place.
Good.
And I think she's going to handle this well, this go-around.
Are they sleeping together?
I don't know. So
I think you should let us come over and interview him.
Right, you could. You
bad
could.
Bad boys, bad boys.
Yeah, yeah, bad, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You could. You
I could talk to him about side pockets.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get him
too
straight.
Soon, too early.
Hey, Jeff, why did you break up 2 days before Christmas?
Yeah, Jeff, why did you do
oh,
that?
Oh God.
Because
tell
you're
us
not
about
you're not 16. So right. I'm just curious.
Where is Stu? What happened?
Yeah.
it just got to a point. I wanted to make it through the holidays, but he disrespected and humiliated me 2 days prior.
Okay.
I thought I could make it through the holidays, but I couldn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
I was pissed.
Okay.
And I was angry. I was hurt. And it was just like, done.
Mm-hmm.
Done. This is it. This is the last time.
Okay.
So that's what happened.
Right. Why are you cracking up, Jerry?
That Jerry, part was, why do you
that
find
was like
this
the one
funny?
Serious because part of the show.
He was, well, look, in January, I'm going to break up with you anyway. I was trying to make it through the holidays. You know, I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it.
It is true.
Yeah.
It is true. I do also want to promote the Leah Black Holiday Bundle Sale happening now. It's a four-product booty drop. It's 52% off. The retail is $302. It's now $145. You can go to leahblack.com/Jeff. Includes tax and shipping. It is the Skin Revitalizing Face Wash, the Moisturizing Skin Renewal Exfoliant, the Anti-Aging Face Serum with 250 milligrams of CBD, and the Non-Surgical Facelift Facial Mask Treatment, all for $145. LeahBlack.com/Jeff.
But Jeff, that has nothing to do with the booty.
Yeah.
Unless her face looks like an ass.
I put the face lift.
Serum.
You
face
can
serum?
Do the lift
you can
on
do
your
that
booty.
On the ass. You can,
okay.
And that'll bring it right
I
up.
I was just letting you know because you mentioned everything but a booty. First off, you started calling it a booty drop and then talked about face serum.
You're right.
I'm trying to drop
so
it low on you.
Originally, these products were designed for your face. Jeff Lewis Live listeners, we put them on our asses.
If we're tightening and firming, we might as well tighten and firm everywhere.
Okay. Done deal.
Jeff, you need to put that on before Saturday.
Yes. A lot of it. Tighten and firm.
Yeah.
Hold two.
Before or your drive to exotic dreams, Jeff Tree.
Yes.
Order
or he wants to put them on. We'll see. We'll see how the night goes.
Wait a minute.
I think they're doing the math now. They're doing the math. We got our answer. Yep.
I can't read that. Is it Andrea?
DeAndrea
in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's another black listener.
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
How do you know?
How many white women do you know named DeAndrea?
Come on now.
I've never met one.
I don't know a DeAndrea.
So you know one now.
Yeah.
DeAndrea, hi.
Hey, y'all. I have my DNA test, and yes, you're right. I have some ancestry, but anyway, my question is.
Oh, so you're wrong.
Well,
so I'm sorry. Real
debunked.
Quick, DeAndrea, are you white or black?
I am mostly white, but have black ancestry according to 23andMe.
She got some black in her. Yeah.
So does Jeff.
Right, at least on Saturday.
Okay. DeAndrea, have you been with a black man?
No.
Well, you heard we weren't well developed down there?
Well, according, who
according
was that
to Lily.
According to Lily.
Yeah. Could you imagine? I mean, she was with the wrong guy. Yeah. Right. Oh, anyway, so why, DeAndrea, what's your question?
My question is, Jeff, shout out Shane. Jeff, when did the text exchange happen with Gage? Was it before you read the Stu's Apple Watch or after? And I'll wait for the answer off air. Love ya. Bye.
Well, she's being respectful.
She's got shit to do. She's busy. Yeah.
It was afterwards. It was weeks afterwards.
Hold on. You read somebody's Apple Watch?
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, shit.
This is all part of the breakup before Christmas.
This is the ex. He left his Apple Watch at my house. It wasn't passcode protected. I read his texts.
Wow.
And then I discovered a lot of shit.
Okay.
A lot of bad shit.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
You hear that, DeAndrea?
Okay. That's what happened.
Yes, I heard.
Oh!
I'm
kidding.
She said she's shady.
She sure is.
I know.
She said she hung up. She's just listening.
She did one of your numbers. She learned.
Are you still there, DeAndrea?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Do you have any other questions before we go?
I wish you happiness, and I think Monroe is beautiful, and y'all have got me through some hard times, and I appreciate it. So, yes.
Well, thank you, and Happy New Year, DeAndrea.
Happy New Year. Love to all of y'all, wish me the same, I hope. Bye.
Of course we do.
Why wouldn't we? Of course.
Yeah, of course we do.
Make sure you hang up, though.
Because she knows we're selfish, that's why. Yeah. I mean, I hope you wish the same for me.
We're a little self-involved.
Yeah. Are you excited about Hollywood House Lift 2? Have they made you an offer yet?
I don't know.
You were going to talk to your reps.
I was going to talk. The offices are closed. It's Christmas.
Oh. It's insane.
It's not Christmas anymore.
Yeah.
So you have an offer just sitting there. And when they come back from skiing, they'll call you?
Yeah, when they come back from Aspen.
Yeah. Well, we'll see Monroe there.
Yeah.
And Uncle Daddy.
Uncle Daddy.
I'm excited about being on Hollywood House Lift 2.
Yeah. The rematch.
That's a good quote.
The rematch.
I think it's so funny. Ideally, I'd love you on every single season.
It'd be funny.
The entire series. I think it would be so funny.
Yeah. We got to get him in the house eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a lot to do. I mean, we got to do furniture. We got to do window coverings. We have to do wallpaper. We have to
redo what
the other designer did.
That's at least four seasons right there.
Yeah.
There from you now. Go. Did you buy, I know this was a question from a listener. Did you end up buying your kids restaurant franchises for Christmas?
No, I did not.
Okay. But you're still considering it.
No, I am not.
I think of Chili's. I think you need to buy that. Buy the one on
Chili's around the corner from my house?
Yeah.
You need to buy that one.
Okay.
How about the Shakey's around the corner?
Oh,
Shakey's.
I don't know if Shakey's is that popular anymore. Is it?
We can make it.
We can make it. Bring it back.
Yeah, we can bring it back.
We could bring it
back. I loved Shakey's back in the day.
So if it's struggling, maybe we pick it up and then we bring it back.
Just the one,
though. We'll put some cream on it. We'll put some cream on it.
Yeah.
Lift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll do the booty drop.
Yeah.
On Shakey's.
We have to have some sort of entree called the side pocket.
Absolutely.
Have to. She's like, wrap it up. Jerry Singleton, Anthony Anderson, thank you so much for being here. We're back tomorrow with Jonah Hill and Mercedes Chavez.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.